would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might want to stand back, because one small dawn is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Helps if you turn on the microphone. I've got a nice tribute to George Michael going on in the background, just to prove that we're live here on Boxing Day, December 26th. My name is John Forward, and this is St. John Forward Radio on local FM 107.3. We're just coming past Christmas. And everyone is clamoring for my post-Christmas intro. Probably, I assume. It's kind of a drag a lot of the time. There's always less people alive than there were the year before. And you just, you have to keep faith. You gotta have the faith. And, I don't know. It's just been depressing. There's been, right before Christmas, my job dropped a bombshell on me that they're changing how my shift works and going from a Monday to Friday to a 4-on, 4-off, and that wasn't a very good Christmas present work, I've got to say. And then, I had to have last week off work for vacation, even though my lovely wife, May Wonderful, was off this week. But I was told last year, well, a lot of people have that week after Christmas off. Would you mind taking it the week before? You probably won't need to come into Wednesday anyway because of the stat holidays on Monday and Tuesday. But that turned out not to be the case because I can't have the stat holiday off if half of the office is on vacation. So I was in there by myself with one, well, not by myself. I was with one other person, two other ones working remotely for part of the day. Usually on holidays, we get to slip out of there at 2 p.m., but I had to stay right up until 5 today. But anyway, and then there was Christmas and the driving all around and the visiting everywhere, but we got to eat like 3 meals in 6 hours, and even if just the small, I'm getting really stupid and sappy and sentimental. I'm going to completely bail on this thing. I was going to do a whole thing. Let's let my guest chime in on this just to save me. I probably had the volume turned way down. I'm going to have to fix that in post too. I can hear myself in the headphones now. So that was an especially boring introduction, and I'm not happy with it at all.
Yeah, it was... It was very slow. I was wondering when you were going to get to the joke. I was expecting it to be in another 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, it was gonna come on minute 23. It was really going to pop, but I decided to bail on it immediately. Nobody cares. It's the day after Christmas. It's just Monday.
Yeah,
it's
nobody's just Monday. Listening.
It doesn't matter. So
their family timing with their Christmas music.
Yeah, and anybody that was listening probably couldn't even hear me mumbling. I couldn't hear myself. So, well, it's another dud of an intro. But my guest here, James Hovey, he's going to save us when we come back after this break. I'm just going to come right out the gate with a new and Canadian song, just so I can hit my percentages right out the gate, because we cut it close last week.
CanCon met.
Yeah.
New content.
Here met. Is, if this is turned on, I've got it, it's all ready to go. If This Is All There Is by Mocha Only.
do like being broke, but don't like being broke. It's just no fun, no joke. I could never get my rap status revoked any more than any of us older folk. But now folk team was the ultimate dream. Two late night crawlers in your vision is seen. To do revisions of life and chase streams. Not much of a follower, the work prevents that. Feedback cements that L-O-V-E element. But it's not really relevant in this day and age. You walk a thin page, or you don't seem to care neither. How to stay eager when you feel a bit beleaguered. I want the world, I want the world to want me, bruh. A Scorpio, not a Libra. Of course you know I'm a zebra. And it makes me think, it makes me think. What? If this is all there is, am I happy with it? Am I happy with it? If this is all there is, am I happy with it? Am I happy with it? If this is all I get, am I cool with it? Am I cool with it? I go beach shore at night, looking for the luminous tides, vibes. Who ride for me and adore me like I'm altar in the cosmos for you? Oh, maybe I am. I look around and I just don't see too much, me too much. Heaven's the Murgatroyd, how to fill a certain void. Bits dribbled away, won't be back due to pressurized cold. Can't get my head around that, but I must roll. You must know that I know, but gusto, I gotta have that. Looking at the hillside, shit's full of gold, more to behold, oh. Yeah, and it makes me think, it makes me think. What? If this is all there is, am I happy with it? Am I happy with it? If this is all there is, am I happy with it? Am I happy with it? What? If this is all I get, am I cool with it? Am I cool with it? Neighborhood, do you feel it? Neighborhood, do you feel it? Talk to you, do you feel it?
We're back on St. John Forward Radio. I'm here with my guest James Hovey, who's going to drag us out of this pit that I've dug us into.
Yeah.
In the first 4 minutes of the episode. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm usually better at just like digging pits than getting out of them.
Yeah, I've got a plan that you
like,
should
like the Cylons. I got it.
Yeah. No, I didn't have a plan. Oh, my phone's bigging. Nice throat clear, says May Wonderful over text. I didn't, to be fair, I didn't tell James that his microphone was on before he cleared his throat.
Yeah, I usually at least try to move my head away from it, but...
That's a little bit of behind-the-scenes footage. We just like people to understand the whole nuts and bolts of this whole talking thing, and sometimes there's a phlegm buildup in the throat, and you need to clear it out so that you can hear our golden voices.
Yeah, I'm kind of a phlegmy person, so...
Yeah. Another text. Oh, haha, I thought it was you. Oops. Yeah, it sounded like one of mine did it. Wife of mine. She should just be calling 648-5925 instead of sending me text messages. That would be more entertaining, I think. Let the world in on your funny jokes.
Yeah, if you have complaints or suggestions, you should call them in.
She just texted no.
Oh, well, that...
What a jerk. She made her one appearance on St. John Forward Radio, and she just wants to cement it in history.
And she's like, screw it.
Yeah.
One and done.
She's like, I'm not calling into a show that doesn't have my name in the title. That's what she's thinking. And she's afraid. Yeah. She's afraid.
Well, that's why I don't generally call in, because my name's not in the title of the show.
Yeah. Right, because you can't self-promote anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
We're digging ourselves a hole again. This is going nowhere. This is... Yeah.
So many holes all over the place.
It's that Boxing Day curse they've been talking about. It's been going along in
Is this like a local radio legend, the Boxing Day curse of boring, dry radio?
Yeah, it's something that all the DJs have been they've been talking about. You hear the bushes rustle, and there's people whispering about.
There's a guy named the Russell Boxing Day in the curse. Bushes.
Like that's they sent the radio station sent out two emails. Like, are you sure you're doing your shows over the holidays? Are you sure we're going to be out of the office? But there's also a curse on Boxing Day, is what you get. That's what you read between the lines.
There's a curse on Boxing Day. John, did you set me up for dying? I mean, I'm not superstitious or anything, but
we're getting more textual messages from Brian Giles, who.
Who should also be calling should, in. Should just if be, he
well, has I, told, I told him that I would tell him to. I'd send him a message when we were ready for him, but it sounds like he's listening to it live, so he should just know better. But there is a delay. He's probably listening to it on the internet, obviously. I don't think our campus radio signal goes all the way to Calais. 648-5925 is the number I'm typing to the Reverend Brian Giles and saying right now.
I'm once again back. I'm concerned about this whole Tutankhamun's curse of Boxing Day.
Yeah, I think it was. Oh, let's. We've got an expert on
is that Tutankhamun
on phone curses. Let's.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, this is Brian Giles. I heard you mention me on the air.
I did.
Calling into the radio.
Do you have any inside information on the Boxing Day radio curse that makes the host tell boring rambles that nobody wants to hear?
You know, I don't, but you know what? My wife and I were sitting here talking. Is Boxing Day specifically a Canadian holiday? I didn't Google it or anything, but is Boxing Day like only a Canadian thing?
I don't know. Do you have it?
Yeah, it is a Canadian. In Canada, it's a holiday. In America, it's a shopping day.
What does it mean? What are you boxing things up? Or are you returning things? What is boxing? You're not punching each other in the face.
No, you pack up all your Christmas stuff. You put it all back into the boxes and put it away.
Really?
Well, that's what I assume it would be. What else would you be boxing up?
May Wonderful says it's British.
I thought there was like pugilists who were angry about their Christmas gifts, and they got together and the pugilists punch each other repeatedly over angry Christmas. Gift.
No, that's New Year's Eve.
Oh, right. And that's an international holiday.
Yeah.
You look like, with the curly mustache, you look like you could be an old-timey boxer. I can picture you, like, with like the mom heart tattoo on your bicep flexing and the curly mustache.
I fancy myself a 1920s pugilist.
And with the punching with just your knuckles straight out instead of actually swinging, just like quick jabs from the elbow.
It's true. I'd be killed by Jackie Chan, but I got a chance against Sherlock Holmes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Jackie Chan doesn't actually hit you unless he's trying not to.
It's true.
Yeah.
True. Hey, so are there any of those Canadian traditions that I should know about that we don't have over here in the States? Like, what else do you do? Like, any weird Christmas
Responsible tradition? Gun ownership. That's a tradition we have here.
What?
Yeah.
Do you know about the Manitoba milk bag?
Yeah, our milk comes in bags.
No, it's a different one.
No. I do know about the Manitoba milk bag because I heard it on the Bluecast.
I'm unfamiliar with this Manitoba milk bag, and I'm Canadian.
In all of these ways in which a Manitoba milk bag could happen, and none of them are good, John. None of them are good.
Well, it's I'll explain to James the man, and this is a little racy. So our more sensitive listeners, you might want to tune out for. Yeah.
If you're under the age of 19, please shut off the radio now. Be hugged by your parents. Yeah,
you've been warned.
But it's all just in good fun with consenting adults. Back when we were doing the H to the C radio show, they made the mistake of giving everybody control of the official radio station Twitter, like during your show. So we would tweet out sodomy tips of the week on the official one. So we would
just, your regular Twitter has on Sundays.
We would, and sodomy is a sexual act where like there's no chance, it's not something for procreation.
Right. So, it's something that is purely for fun.
Yeah, so we'd make up a new one. We found a website that just had a list of Canadian sex act names.
So could this, listening to this show, well, be considered sodomy?
I am starting to imagine now what the Manitoba milk bag might be.
Well, we kind of retconned it. We came up with it, we found the title first, and then we came up with the explanation.
Uh-huh.
And so basically what the male half of the equation would satisfy himself into a grocery bag that has been filled up with the milk of a lactating woman. And so and so the gentleman would relieve himself into the receptacle.
Sweet, sweet release, yes.
And you kind of clench it up and shake it up, and there's variations on what you can do with the frothy mixture. You can either, there can either be a splash of some sort, turkey basters, dealer's choice, really.
You can put it in your stand mixer, make a buttercream out of it if you wanted to.
Yeah, well, it's the idea is for the mixture to get on or in somebody.
The Canadians have a lot of free time on their hands. The Arctic climate gives you a lot of time to think about these things that we don't have in the United States. Like, it's sunnier here, maybe we're thinking about planting gardens or going to the beach, and Canadians are just like, hey, we only have like 6 hours of daylight. Let's think of some weird stuff to do with a milk bag.
I'm doing a public service. St. John, New Brunswick has the highest, or it's up there, teen pregnancy rate. And so we were just trying to teach the kids other ways to get off without making more babies.
John, you're a saint.
I know.
That's why they call you St. John Ford.
That's true.
You are
sodomy
a saint.
Is fun and safe.
It sure is.
Here's looking out.
And the Reverend will tell us so. I should have come up with a better way to say that. That was really bad. It's that Boxing Day curse.
So the Boxing Day curse, is this a thing you guys have just discovered now, or have other radio personalities talked about the Boxing Day curse?
I've heard rumblings of it, but I never really gave it much credence until I find myself deep in it here tonight.
This is the first I've heard of it, and I'm kind of worried about this whole Tooting Commons kind of Boxing Day curse, and I'm a little worried I might die.
Well, I think Brian Giles might have cured us, because this has been a very exciting call-in segment.
You know what I would do? I would just, as long as Adam Landry doesn't call in. If Adam Landry calls in, this thing's going to be a mess. You know what I mean? And
he doesn't have a radio.
Listening to this right now, because if Adam Landry calls in or shows up there and tries to turn this radio show into a musical, or perhaps, there's tons of things Adam Landry could do.
He would have to figure out how buses work for that to happen.
I have to.
That would be a curse.
We're gonna go to a break soon, but I had to ask you because it's you. The sound quality on your line sounds a little bit weird. Are you calling us on some kind of weird hipster cyberpunk contraption of a phone?
Did you have to turn a crank to get it to work?
Are you unicycling right now?
No, but I'm very near a solar panel system. Like, I'm standing directly next to my battery bank that runs my house. I'm off the grid, so I'm standing next to a solar panel.
Are you on a cell phone or a landline?
Yes, sir. I'm on a Mac. I'm an Apple. The iPhone 6, I guess.
Oh, you overpaid for a shiny product.
I've got one, too.
Hey, I met your wife. You overpaid for a shiny product, too.
Yeah, but I didn't pay nearly as much, and mine does more things.
Well, at the time, I was invested in iPhone because that's how that's the only cord that I had to hook up to it in my car. I have Bluetooth now, though. So,
but now you can't even put headphones in.
Yeah. So the next round, I think the iPhone 6 will last me for a little while. Then I'll get a new one.
Listen, I'm gonna let you boys get back to doing your radio bit. I love you. Merry Christmas. Happy Boxing Day, Canada. Happy Boxing Day, St. John Ford and James Hovey. And James Hovey's beautiful girlfriend, who I love.
That
insult was only for James and not for you. Thanks for letting me call in.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Our
to
pleasure.
You too, Brian.
Right
Merry
back
Christmas.
At
I'll see you
ya.
Next Friday.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Brian Giles will be joining us on James Hovey's headline performance at Jokes Bar Deluxe. I said this Friday on the live Facebook video earlier, but it's actually next Friday. It's that Boxing
Day
curse.
James Hovey's the headliner?
He is.
Awesome!
I just created the event tonight.
Of awkwardness and people not laughing at me. It's going to be awesome.
I'm going to host it.
You are going to kill it, dude. You are going to kill it. You're going to be awesome.
And we've got Ken Bolton and Mark Splute on the show, too.
Wow, that's awesome. This is going to be a great show. It's going to be an amazing show.
January 6th at O'Leary's.
All right. I'm tweeting it out. I don't tweet. I'm going to Facebook it out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We're going to play a request from Mr. Hovey here. What song did you want to hear?
I don't want to go to the No Frills.
This is B.A. Johnson. Top YouTube hit and was actually filmed.
Brian, the No Frills is a grocery store.
This is from this past April at Callahan's in St. John. So here it is.
As the crowd gathers,
he's gone.
I don't think he's coming back.
Are you sure about that?
I don't think he's coming back.
I think I need to skip ahead a little bit in this video. I actually just saw myself in the background. Wait, has the song started yet? We're skipping ahead. He's making his entrance. We'll skip ahead to the song. He's got sparklers. All right.
I fucking hate the Shuffin song off. No, it's the only good theme song I've ever had in the 40 years of doing this. Until tonight, Mariah. Holy shit, is it a Tuesday night? Is it a Tuesday night? Is it a Tuesday night in the second greatest city in the world?
No, it's Monday.
That's what I want to know.
Monday.
Please, B.A. Johnson, I drove here all the way from Hamilton, Ontario. Woo! No shit. And mothers hated 2006 Dodge Grand Caravan. So excited. So excited. So excited to be here in the great city of St. John. And my favorite venue of all time, Callahan's. So great to be here. Four Eyes. Four Eyes, you're the greatest way here with you tonight in St. John. The greatest of being here with you tonight in St. John on a Tuesday. It means I don't have to go back to Moncton, thank Christ. There are barely people there. It's like being in the Thunderdome. Four Eyes, too. Four Eyes, too. Why does Seagull subset out in Moncton, New Brunswick? Why would they do that? Because there's something we're shitting on. It's fucking terrible there. It's not like you've heard that before. Four Eyes, three. Four Eyes, three. How do people in Moncton put on their underwear? How do people in Moncton, New Brunswick put on their underwear? Brown in the back, yellow in the front. Plenty more where that came from. Weirdo, beardo. Weirdo, beardo. Why do people in Moncton...
All right, skipping ahead over the jokes. Get to the song, B.A. Come on now.
I like to start my set off from the deep cavernous hole and try and...
Don't you hate it when musicians try to be funny?
Could be the longest night here since the last time Dell played.
He is, though.
Probably earlier today.
4 minutes in.
I do like his shiny lights he has. Oh, big BA.
We're getting to it.
I've been up here for years already. This first song is a song of when your mother says, "Can you go to the No Frills and get me some R Sensations croissants?" And you say to your mother, "There's two things wrong with that. One is R Sensations croissants are terrible. And two, I don't fucking want to go to the No Frills." This is a song called "I Don't Want to Go to the No Frills." Is my guitar not working now?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh,
yeah.
A little bit louder.
Oh. Fuck. Does anyone remember when I used to be good?
Back in '96.
Do your job, Michael.
I am. Michael. Oh, there you go.
Hey. Can I borrow a cable from a Reagan's Ray Gun or Kill Devil?
This is a song called I Don't Want to Go to the Fucking No Frills. It goes like this. It's like Lord of the Flies. You can watch kids ruin their parents' lives. Throw some Oreos in the shopping cart. Parents find them later, freak out and fall apart. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Down to the no frills. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Down to the no frills. Butter's on sale, I have been told. So the minivan cruises down the road. Steak is also on sale. But I swore I'd never eat no no frills meat again. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go. Down to the no frills. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go. Down to the no frills. Express line is 10 cars long. It is slow, it don't move along. People abuse the Ted Adams or less policy. There's a guy with 20 cans of Heinz gravy ahead of me. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go. Down to the no frills. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go. Down to the no frills, no frills, no frills.
Woo! Well, that was
an incredibly long intro. I think it's on autoplay too, John.
I turned down the pot because I'm an expert radio man. Nothing but smooth transitions and no more songs playing over top of stuff on this episode.
And smooth jazz music.
But probably should have pre-skimmed that for when the actual song started. The total video, it's on YouTube. It's 6.5 minutes long, and the song didn't really start until 5 minutes in.
Yeah, the song itself is about 1.5 minutes long.
Yeah, and we did a lot of jumping around. I was at that show. You can see me and May Wonderful in the background on that video.
Loving it.
On YouTube. It was a Tuesday night. There was a really annoying fat hipster dude with a greasy mustache that was standing right in the front and was being really obnoxious and like grabbing at things and like pawing at the disco ball above and like laughing to nobody who liked him. Friggin' nerd. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, going nowhere with this.
You could see May enjoying herself and John standing there rather stoically. But that's how you can tell John is enjoying himself.
Yeah, if I'm standing there at all, then I'm usually enjoying myself, or else I just would leave.
Yeah.
So, that was the tale of the YouTube video
It's,
that we just watched. You should go see B.A. Johnson whenever he's in town, though. It's an entertaining time.
It works a lot.
Work night, we were up late. I was probably sleepy the next day at work. But
said it was a Tuesday night.
It was.
Wild Tuesday nights in St. John.
Yeah, but I think it was over by like midnight or 1 at the very latest. So,
well, that's usually the time St. John shuts down on a Saturday night.
Is that how it is now?
Well, that's
back in my day, we used to go until 2 o'clock. I don't want to stay out until 2 o'clock anymore, though.
I could stay out till 2 o'clock, but
what for?
It's too expensive to drink at the bar,
and it's more fun to be alone at home.
Yeah.
With your stuff.
Oh, yeah. I drink alone a lot. It's really the only way to drink.
Well, having a wife who is a recovering alcoholic, I don't have as many alone drinks at home anymore. It makes me feel weird. I'll have one. I'm still allowed, and we have it in the house because it's okay, but I don't do as much house drinking as I used to.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know. It's not because she doesn't let me. And again, I'm going nowhere with this story. It's the Boxing Day curse. It's the Boxing Day curse.
This is our attempt to imitate NPR in America.
Yeah.
I could probably breathe real close into the microphone, too.
Well, that's kind of perfect because St. John Forward Radio is nominated for Best Spoken Word Program on this community radio station. So you've got until the 31st, New Year's Eve, whatever day that is, Saturday, I think.
Yep.
Go to localfm.ca. If you're already there listening live, you don't even need to change windows, I think. scroll down. There's an article, but you only need to vote once. This isn't like Comedy Boot Camp last year where I was begging people to vote for me for 20 days in a row.
Yeah, just need one vote.
One vote per email address. If you have multiple email addresses. I just remembered I can use my work email address. I'm not going to... No, they'll see it. You can't. With that many votes, I don't want to have two different email addresses
especially
with my name in it.
They both have your name on them. Yeah.
I'm probably going to sweep it anyway.
But
because
there are words, and John speaks them.
It does. I'm not speaking them very well tonight.
You are up against Rope to Rope, though.
Rope to Rope? What's that?
That's the wrestling.
Do they do... is that... Like, what do you mean? Is it on the same time as right now?
No, it's on the same channel. You guys are... You guys were on the same... They're both spoken word programs.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I understand. I need... I should listen to more shows. I don't think... I don't know. I mostly just show up to do my own thing. Even back in the day, I listened to very little. There are good things on campus radio, but...
And Malco is a Hovland recurring.
Yeah, okay. What episode would he have been in? I've seen them all.
He was in the gang etiquette, and... It was in the old episode.
Oh, Malcolm. Malcolm. Right. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, I still drop the M. Some people have the M. I don't know.
Okay.
I got used to saying it without the M.
What's his character name again?
He was...
Clippers something?
Toenail.
Toenail, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Toenail Clippers. Okay, yeah, that's it. That's how I remember it.
Yeah.
We're due for a station ID, so... I'm going to do that. I probably should have selected it before this instant. Maybe I'll play a song first, and then I'll do the station ID. So that way, I don't need to fuddle around with it live on the air.
Yeah.
And so...
You could pretend to have it like you knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
And maybe after the song is done, people will have forgotten that we had talked about you not having it planned out, and they'll just go, oh, John knows what he's doing, has it all
actually
planned out.
We'll use it as a cue for when you hear the station ID, then you can get ready to call in 648-5925 if we've got anybody else out there in radio land with a phone and fingers and a mouth.
If you're listening,
ears are optional,
just call on in.
So we're gonna play the new At the Drive-In song. I missed the roast of Shane Ogden to go see at the drive-in in Boston. And they canceled the show the day
I went to a drive-in once.
The day that we got there, yeah. Did you see Scream 3?
The one where it had Jay and Silent Bob in a line at the end. It was a terrible movie.
I don't remember that. Well, we went to one this summer. We went to... Shoot. I don't remember what we saw. There was one night we went to see the Lego movie followed by something else. Why don't I remember these? It's the curse. I can't remember what movies I've gone to see.
You've been cursed.
Or no, we went to Lego movie and that Tom Cruise one where he keeps dying and coming back to life.
Oh, the one that they changed the name of when they released it on DVD. Oh,
text message from... Yeah, it's the new name was like Live, Die, Repeat. I think it was Edge of Tomorrow originally or something. May just reminded me that it was Ninja Turtles 2, which was awesome.
Ninja Turtles 2.
Yeah.
With Vanilla Ice... Perfect.
No. Ninja Turtles 2.
Didn't watch any of them.
It has Krang in it and Bebop and Rocksteady. What more could you ask for a man in his 30s?
It has Michael Bay.
The first one was okay. It was stupid, but it's the Ninja Turtles and it doesn't need to be good. Okay. But the second one was not disappointing at all.
I have heard nothing but good things about the second one. I probably will check it out.
I enjoyed my time with the first one, but it came with many qualms. But there was no qualms about Ninja Turtles 2.
I hate having qualms.
It's true. What was the subtitle for that? I think, was it Turtles Out of the Darkness, or is that a video game? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Secret of the Ooze was the old one. That upset me at the time because it had like fake Bebop and Rocksteady in it. It had like Toka and Rezar, which why 90s Turtles?
Why do you not give us the good Ninja Turtles characters?
Did somebody own the rights to Bebop and Rocksteady and you couldn't get them in the movie? I don't know. I'm highly disappointed in that, but
Eastman and Laird let us down.
It's true. So on that note, I'm going to change the song that I was going to play just because whoever somebody made that decision, somebody was in charge at the very top of the Ninja Turtles franchise, and some authority figure in a suit was like, no Bebop and Rocksteady in this movie. That's stupid. You need some sharp, different kind of a turtle and like a wolfman.
They need to be more edgy and dark.
Unbelievable. So this song is dedicated to the suit that made that decision. This is Fuck Authority by Pennywise.
Yeah.
Take that, authority. Hasbro, maybe? I don't know. Who made the Ninja Turtles toys? Call in 648-5925 if you have any input on the Ninja Turtles controversy.
Yeah.
I was just telling James about the Ninja Turtles Forever movie, where 80s Ninja Turtles cartoons cross over with the modern at the time Ninja Turtles. I don't remember how old this movie. I'm thinking it was the early to mid 2000s reboot of the nerd.
The aughts.
This is
early through mid aughts.
This has got to be the nerdiest thing that's ever happened on this show yet. We're having an extended talk about Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles are awesome.
And it's, it's true. I was a big fan. I didn't like Ninja Turtles as much as Ghostbusters, but Ninja Turtles was a close second.
I had at least three of the four Ninja Turtles. I might have had all four.
I don't know if I had all four. I had the,
I never had, a Krang, though. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, I never had the Krang. I had the playset, which sounds really word that you're not supposed to use anymore, because it's offensive to homosexuals, but it doesn't mean anything about homosexuals. You can fill in the blank. One where it's, the street level, and then there's an elevator that goes down to the sewer. And, you could... This was a very good lesson for kids. You could detach the power lines at the top of the poles, and there were a handle so that the Ninja Turtles could grab onto it and swing down and kick the Foot Clan or whatever.
I never had that, but I did have the He-Man one, and it was a He-Man ooze one. It had an arm that would come up and grab him with a Tyrannosaurus Rex head that would ooze goop down onto him. My parents would never let us use the goop because it made a mess, so we never actually got the goop.
I've made many messes with goop. Do you remember those golf ball size ones that you, just balls of jelly that you just throw against a wall and splatters?
And it sticks, and then it leaves a greasy spot on the wall.
there was lots of greasy spots on the wall, or occasionally you'd misjudge a throw and it would go into the heater, and the hot coils would just slice it, and it would just go down in slivers into the bottom of the
baseboard.
Oh yeah, all that stuff that we got up to as a child. I've still got scars from my fingers from putting a paper clip into a wall outlet at my dad's house. I don't know why it was always my dad's house where we trashed all the do all this stuff.
Why would you put a paper clip into an electrical outlet?
How
old were you?
I was in fourth grade.
So you already knew not to do it. You'd already seen the electrical bug telling you not to do that.
I kind of wanted to see what happened. And what happened was there was a loud burst and a lot of smoke. It didn't really hurt that much, but it sliced into my two index fingers and thumbs, and just kind of wrapped around. And there was a pretty deep slice out of my fingers with charred remains around the edge of it. And I had to go to school with bandages on my fingers, but.
But you learned your lesson.
I did. I was a scientist as a child. I like to do experiments.
Yeah, failed experiment. That's one for sure.
That was one of the more dangerous ones. Another experiment that I had was I obviously didn't really understand how electricity worked. I remember one time I tried to make a contraption where I was going to try to melt a crayon. So I laid a crayon down. Wrapped thread around it, not metal thread, just regular thread, and attached the thread to a round donut shaped magnet, which I had a sewing needle attached to as kind of an antenna on the top, and I would take a lighter to the needle, thinking that somehow the heat from the fire would go into the needle, the heat would be turned into electricity by the magnet.
Sounds
and
logical.
It would travel down the cotton thread and melt the crayon.
See, I had a cryogenic experiment where I cut Robin's legs off, and then I burned where the stumps were, and then I put them in a cup of water and I stuck them in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
So that later on, when we eventually figured out the cure for cut off legs and arm, that I could unfreeze Robin and bring him back. But the ice just kept evaporating. It was not a good experiment.
Yeah. Old science. Yeah.
Well, it was the Jason Todd Robin, so nobody really cared anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can't think of any other ones, but I don't know. I think we're running out of steam on this segment.
Yeah,
this I think is... we need another break. I was going to do an H to the C classic. I think the only thing that you appeared on was a 10,000 jokes.
I did do a 10,000 jokes
with Adam, but as I discovered last week, or the week with Steve, I was going to play it, and I'm like, geez, this is like 16 minutes long. Yeah. So I was just going to play the beginning part where we do the skit. And I was going to take a picture of the joke just so that we could read it off so that we knew what the joke was. But I forgot to do that before we left. So I'm going to text May and see if she can find the joke in the joke book and text me a picture of it so that we can do that. So you can get ready for that, honey. I'm going to text you in a minute. And I'm going to play a song. I've got to figure out what it's going to be.
If I remember right, that was more like a mini play than a joke from the joke book.
Yeah, well, we incorporated the joke from the joke book into a little scene that we did.
Yeah, it was something about traveling and take my wife, please, I think was the gist of it.
Yeah, something like that. But let's play
Sandwiches.
Let's play Zombieland by T-Bone Burnett.
The positive, destroy all the negatives before the black mass media get a hold of them. Boys been sniffing that frog powder, drinking that genius juice, shooting that monkey blood. We're gonna stomp in Zombieland, devil beat in Zombieland. We're gonna stomp that devil beat in Zombieland. We're gonna stop that devil beat in Zombieland. Just what you tell them to do. As long as you do what they say, machines gonna stomp that devil beat in Zombieland. Machines gonna stomp that devil beat in Zombieland. See nothing, he can't hear nothing, just put him over there. All the times in Zombieland are to oblivion. Sniffing that frog powder, blowing that Egyptian bone, settling like a fog. We're gonna stomp in Zombieland. Devil beat in Zombieland. We gonna stomp the devil beat down in Zombieland. his pistol and his pills. Fenton conjured to a dark mojo. You want to know, but you don't know. You want to know, but you don't know. In zombie land, devil feet in zombie land. We gonna stomp that devil feet in zombie land. We gonna stomp in zombie land. Devil feet in zombie land. We gonna stomp that devil feet in zombie land.
CFMH, your campus and community radio station in St. John and surrounding areas.
There's that station ID.
See, John, is so, exactly like you'd meant to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we've got about 8 minutes left, and I'm having a bit of difficulty. For some reason, the website has decided that that particular one is not going to have a play button on it anymore.
No, that's interesting.
So, let's, I wonder if, no, it's probably too old to get it on the johnforward.com. The, playlist there only goes back.
That's right,
so
everybody, johnforward.com. You can find him on the internet. He is now a .com.
Let's try Internet Explorer.
The old, kind of like this, that Kim.com.
This has probably never been opened on this computer.
Well, you're using Internet Explorer.
It's true. So,
that's gross.
We
my computer doesn't even have Internet Explorer on it. And it's not a Mac.
We might as well discuss further and get to the plugins while we're here.
Yeah.
We've got, I guess, I don't have anything coming up this week, but...
But next week...
Next Friday, January 6th, No Jokes Barred. What is going on?
Sorry. John will be hosting No Jokes Barred next week. On Friday night at O'Leary's.
Yes, and we've got Ken Bolden, Brian Giles, who called in earlier, Mark Splood, and headliner James Hovey.
Yeah, I've heard that guy. He's not funny.
Yeah, and it looks like we're not going to get to hear that H to the C classic. It just will not work. I don't know why. I don't think
too
I,
classic.
I don't know. Let's try one last ditch effort on my phone.
This because totally we have moved into that technology. We are now in the 21st century.
We sure
we
are.
Have telephones that claim that they're smart.
And May went to all the trouble of taking a picture of the joke to send to me. So it would be quite the shame. It doesn't come up on my phone either.
We would not want her work to
something
be for
is,
naught.
Something is going awry with that
oh, no, it's
that
the curse.
Episode. It is the curse. The Boxing Day radio curse. We completely forgot to play the station ID 25 minutes ago when I was going to play it.
No, you meant to play it now, I guess.
Well, yeah, that was decided that it would be better, but for about half a second I was like, oh, well, I just forgot to do it. But then I realized that it was much better to put it 52 minutes into the episode.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
That's really the best place
just
for
really
it.
Drag it out until the end.
Yeah. that's about it. If you want to find out, aside from devoutly listening to this show on local FM 107.3 on Monday nights from 9 to 10 Atlantic, you can listen to it live. One, I already said 107.3 FM. localfm.ca. And usually by Wednesday, I have it up on this this Podbean page that doesn't seem to be working. But you can get the main playlist, the newest
one. Darn your beans of pod.
The newest one, whether I update the website or not, will be at the top of the playlist in the podcast section of johnforward.com. So you can get it there. Or you can leap into this millennium and you can subscribe to it in an actual podcast machine of some sort, maybe on your phone and your iTunes.
On a phone, on a computer, and or tablet.
I use Downcast, but you can subscribe to it on, it's in Stitcher if for some reason you listen to that somehow.
If you're into stitching, yeah, you can listen to it if you're stitching.
And if you listen to it, you should like it and share it and all that stuff. If you're listening to it live, then sign on to a computer. Join the No Jokes Bard group so you can find out about shows.
It's usually slightly more entertaining than today.
Yeah, it's that Boxing Day curse. I think we should
have enough boxing today. Like Brian said, we needed more pugilists.
We need to punch this curse right in the face.
Yeah. I think I'll do that to the security guard on the way out, maybe.
All right.
Maybe that's how we
do it. Yeah, we have to remember to tell them that we're leaving.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll close out with that at the drive-in song.
I'll just punch him and then I'll say, ha, we're leaving.
Yeah. Well, that way he knows. You need to make sure they're paying attention.
He'll have been informed.
We're going to finally hear that at the drive-in song that we're going to play before, but made the quick left turn, play the Pennywise instead. But here's some of Governed by Contagion by At the Drive-In on St. John Forward Radio. We'll be back next week. June 2nd with Travis Boyce.
Jan.
What?
January.
Yeah. Thanks.